Okay, well, I want to look at the Bauer Group. So the Bauer Group's the big group. We'll start at the bottom. We got two teams that are 0-3, San Jose and Tacoma. San Jose brought in at 62-49 class, headlined by Joshua Howard, who's getting 16 points right now and 42.4% true shooting. Not the best, but he's got some players for sure. He's just got to figure it out. Nicholas Harding, the senior, is putting in 20 points a game. They got a balanced scoring attack. They've shot 50%. They've just given up 57% from the field. So that makes it a little tough. And the schedule hasn't been like the easiest. Boston, Eugene, and Wooster. So all three of those teams, you know, solid teams. They just got to figure out they lost by 4, lost by 6 to Wooster, lost by 13 to Eugene. So next up, they got Pasadena, St. Cloud, and Los Angeles. We'll see if they can do any better with those teams. Tacoma, they brought that 132-146, replacing the 92-11 class, and they lost two seniors from that starting lineup. They did bring in some guys that can score a little bit, but only one of them starting, Devin Williams. He's got 8 assists, 4 turnovers so far. Albert Bryant is really carrying the load with 18-7, 1.7 assists, a block. But, yeah, they're just struggling. You look at their schedule, they got Silver City. That's a game they could win. Eugene's going to be tough, and Manassas is going to be tough. Both those teams are pretty good overall. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Manassas, you know, they're 1-2, but they brought in a good, you know, freshman class, so they definitely could. Let's look at the next couple teams. See, none of these teams are going to be making the PNTT playoffs. Definitely not those bottom two, and unless something crazy happens up top, probably none of these 1-2 teams either. I mean, someone could go 4-2, but I highly doubt that there's not going to be a 5-1 team based on what we have so far. So next up, we have Silver City Spartans. They brought in the 139-138 class, replacing the 233-233 class. They were an RTT team last year, right on the fringe, 191. Not the best class, but they brought in a point guard who is averaging 6 turnovers a game right now, 8 points a game. Get some steals, but not enough to offset the turnovers. It looks like the coach isn't very active. I mean, they're playing a 6'9 point guard. That's not really a key to success. And, you know, that just hurts you. So we'll see if Coach Ike can pick it up. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this team if they're not going to even set their lineup. The next 1-2 team is Sacramento Super Awesome, coached by Coach Jay Wayne. He brought in the 71-90 class, replacing the 248-239 class, which is always nice. They didn't lose any starters. They're an RTT team. They made it to the Sweet 16 of the RTT, and then they brought in a couple freshmen. None of those freshmen are starting, but they're all decent players. So he's going to have to figure out what he wants to do. I'm not confident, you know, he may have, but I'm not confident this guy's set his lineup either. So, yeah, he did. Well, let me see this real quick again. Wiltman All-Star Man. Yeah, he's got the same one since the first game. So, but he's got two guys that can score a little bit. But this team's just not good enough to compete with some of those better teams. Next up, they got Fremont, then Lake Tahoe, then Wooster. You know, maybe they can, like, go 2-1, 1-2 in those games and set themselves up for Conference 30. The next team is St. Cloud Snow Chiefs. They have that 39-3 class headlined by Logan McMillan, who's playing well, right? He's scoring 27 points, and he actually has a positive plus-minus. But that's really all they got. You know, they try and keep games low and see if he can win it for him. The next three games, you know, he plays Silver City's 1-2, San Jose, who's 0-3, and Lake Tahoe, who's 1-2. So not crazy schedule. Yeah, I'd like to see them pull off a couple of victories. And then figure out what he wants to do as far as like playing a playing group, and like how do you maximize the last year of Logan McMillan? That's a really big question and a really important question they need to ask. Lake Tahoe also 1-2, but they brought in that 55-43 class headlined by Caden Johnson, who's playing pretty good so far. 62% from the field is a power forward, backup power forward. Kai Dandy's playing okay. Manuel Quintos, the junior, he's playing really well. 12 points, 8 rebounds, but they're 1-2. And you get next up, you got St. Cloud, Sacramento, and then Garland. So still a lot to work with them. Next up, you got Manassas with that freshman class. They're playing both Sassy and Pettit. They're shooting well. They're shooting 57.8, but they can't stop anyone. They're giving up 58.7% true shooting. And they won one game. They beat Silver City and they beat them by 24. They lost to St. Paul by 5 and Los Angeles by 6, which that's not horrible. Los Angeles is 3-0 so far. And then their other loss was to St. Paul, who's not in the bottom group. They're just 1-2, but they're a solid team too. So Manassas is breaking in those freshmen, trying to break out of the RTT and kind of ease their way back up. Garrett Moore, Leo Emsweller, playing, they're scoring, they just got to figure out, and they're getting a lot of steals actually. They get 10.3 steals, but they got to figure out what's going on. Next up, they have Duluth. That's going to be a tough game. Duluth's got some talent on their team, and then in a rivalry game, and then they got Bismarck and Tacoma. Tacoma's 0-3, so I think they can win that one for sure. Bismarck 2-1. Going to be a tough game, but that game could be important for Bismarck, who's the top 2-1 team in the Bauer group. So let's move on to the 2-1 teams. We'll start with Garland, who's 2-1. They've run that 32-21 freshman class. Benjamin Evanson is playing really well, 23 points on 56.7% true shooting. Grant Palmer is a big, nice big man for them. They won their first game versus St. Cloud in overtime. They beat Tacoma by 10, and they lost to Pasadena by 20 or by 19. Next up, they have a rivalry game against Boston. Silver City, they should win. Lake Tahoe is going to be a tough one. They're 1-2, but they got some talent. But if Garland can beat Lake Tahoe, if they can beat Boston, they're in a really good position to go 5-1. And then it'll probably just come down to point differential, unless Los Angeles goes 6-0. So they're gonna have to win some games by a considerable amount of points if they want to make up. Because right now they're 33 points behind Bismarck. So speaking of Boston, Boston's plus 5. They lost by 5 to Dearborn in a game versus a Final Four team, a back-to-back Final Four team. So you got to hand it to them. That's a great performance by Boston Fighting Turtles. Boston brought in that 55-53 class. Jorge Grathe is playing really well, shooting efficient on a low amount of shots, trying to take care of the ball. And I mean, anytime you can like hold you play team like Dearborn that close, it's good. So this Garland game's really important. And then they got Los Angeles, and then they got Bismarck. So tougher schedule. You got two teams that are 2-1 and a team that's 3-0 left on your schedule. It's gonna be hard to make up those points, but Bismarck is a team that's 2-1. So if you beat them, they can't win the group, obviously, because they'll be at best 4-2. So then you only have Eugene, who's 2-1 plus 31, Pasadena 2-1, who's plus 27, and then Worcester plus 14. Los Angeles, who I said if they beat them, they would be 5-1. They're only plus 11 right now. So Boston could, they have an outside shot at making it. Worcester's a solid team. They beat Eugene, great win. They lost to the one seed right now, Los Angeles, by 3, but a close game. And then they beat San Jose. Next up, they got Bismarck. really important game. The winner of that game has a really good shot at, just seeing how far they can move, right? Then they got Pasadena, who's also 2-1. And if you can be knocking out teams like that from the competition, you can make a little run. So the thing is, you're going to need a little help from Los Angeles or Eugene losing, or you make it up by your point differential. So speaking of which, so Wooster, they brought in that 513 class. Grayson Wallard playing pretty well, 59.9% true shooting. He passes, he plays defense, he scores, and he just kind of goes along with Riley An, Michael Blackshear, Roderick Greeb. And then you got Nicholas Powell and Nicholas Torres coming off the bench. I really like Nicholas Torres. He's plus 6.7 in his 13 minutes, while Michael Blackshear is minus 2. I know it's nice to have a guy like that who can like score, or like that's big and can score a little bit, but I think Torres is just better. And I think it's pretty evident based on his class ranking. But Blackshear's no slouch either. So, and you look at this team last year; they were an RTT team. Blackshear did not play, and he didn't play well when he did. So you got to figure it out. And it's not like anyone played amazing. I mean, Greeb played the best for this team. Enyon played pretty good. They brought back four of their five starters. They decided to it's play a little different this year, starting Blackshear. So, interested to see how this team moves forward. They got some chances based on that schedule, but it's a tough schedule. Their easiest one is Sacramento, who's 1-2. But they're no slouch either. Moving on, let's look at Pasadena. We just talked about them. That game coming up, they do play Wooster in the on Wednesday, but they got San Jose, who's 0-3, then they got Wooster, then they got Eugene. So Pasadena puts themselves in a spot where if they win out, they have a good shot. The problem is, I don't feel like their team, I mean, they've done well, right? They've won, they've lost to Sacramento, then they beat Garland and Lake Tahoe. But their schedule isn't that tough, and the talent on their team isn't that amazing. You lost two seniors, and you start three freshmen this year, and they're playing pretty good so far, but they're just not rated that highly. 142, 177. Last year, Gray was very efficient from the field, 21 points as a 6'7" small forward. And then Sanders and Roundtree are more of a passing bigs. Not the best defensive guys, it looks like, but they can pass, they can rebound. So he's really going into that. Win this game versus San Jose, and then you got Wooster. If you can win that game, you put yourself where it could potentially be a play-in against Eugene based on how good your team is up to this point. All right. Now we get to some of the heavy hitters. We got Eugene, and then we got Bismarck. So Eugene is they brought in that 14-15 class, replacing the 88-132 class, and they did lose their senior point guard, Hayden Green. But you bring in a guy like Noah Smith, who's averaging 24 points on 60.9% true shooting, 24-5, 1.7 steals, only 2.3 turnovers, playing really well. This team looks good. Ernest Grant and Dominic Sechrist are both playing really well too. You gotta love what this team's doing, and this is a team that was RTT last year, not the best, but they just got better across the board. You could move a guy like Maynard and Kypren to the bench. It really helps, So still want to see. I mean, they got a lot of passes. They're getting 25 assists for their 33 field goals made per game. So they get a lot of assists in a game, and they really rely on that. So they're playing well. Next up, they got Los Angeles. That's the number one team, right? On paper, you look at this team, they were DTT team last year. Didn't bring in the most impressive class. They are starting two of them, Jaquan Lang is playing great. I mean, they have a decent class, but on paper, Eugene should be better than Los Angeles. But that game's going to be big because if they win that one, it could be a play-in with Pasadena on Friday because I expect them to beat Tacoma. So we'll see about that. But this game Monday is really important. And Eugene, the schedule makers did Eugene no favors in scheduling, some really good teams, especially in the regular season. Bismarck run the 80-107 class, replacing the 188-171 class. They did lose Brian Jefferson, who was a key cog for them down low. They'd start out losing to Silver City, not a great loss. Then they beat St. Cloud, and then they kill Sacramento. Tough schedule coming up. Three teams that are all 2-1. First Wooster, then Manassas, then Boston. So I think they have an uphill climb to get into contention, but they got some talent. They got some size. Orlando Rice is a beast. He's scoring 18 points a game and 72.8% true shooting. This team's shooting really well, playing good defense overall. So I like this team, but they got a tough schedule, and I don't think they're going to quite be able to pull it off. But we'll see. And then the last team is Los Angeles. They're 3-0 plus 11. I talked about them a little bit. They brought in that 107-81 class. They're starting two of them, Jaquan Lang and Connor Howard. Lang is playing great. 62.4% true shooting, 25 points per game, 2.7 assists, 2.7 steals, only 2.3 turnovers. And you look at their schedule, they beat Manassas, they beat Wooster, and they beat Lake Tahoe. All close games. So now you got Eugene, another tough game. These guys probably have the toughest schedule, maybe of anyone in the whole Bauer group. So Eugene and then Boston. But if they can beat Eugene, they have the inside track to really locking down this group as long as they don't blow one to Boston or San Jose, which isn't a given. But San Jose's 0-3. Boston's 2-1, but not super strong. So Los Angeles, this group's just wide open. I could see a lot of different teams winning. I really like Eugene right now, just the way they're sitting and their schedule lines up to just be able to take it home. So I'm going to wrap it up there. Thanks for listening, guys.